So he re-summoned the succubus.
Someone else says, congratulations, friend. I got my succubus a few months ago.
Girl, I got mine, too.
God, glorious things, aren't they? Of course, mine is evil in the sense that she's going to kill me in 3 years.
But however.
Hey, yeah, but hey, why judge a wolf for hunting and killing its prey? What?
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Saltmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Casimir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
So, welcome to Hey Boo Know It 7. So we're back in the creepy Hey You Know It studio.
Oh, and it's terrifying in here.
It's horrifying in here.
I'm frightened.
It's the haunted studio, the haunted mic.
Yes. Happy Look how Halloween, it bends everybody. To
the
side.
Yeah, happy Halloween. The Halloween is upon us, the witching hour's out there, the night when the veil is thin.
The veil is thin. The veil between the living and the dead is super...
Incredibly thin.
Incredibly thin.
It's flimsy even. It's like it's not even there.
The thread count.
The thread count is low. 50. You just need a 50 thread count. Non-Egyptian. Non-cotton.
Non-cotton. Sheets. Unwoven.
Yes. So I want
to... So anyway, those spirits can get right through.
Yeah. So we just want to say this is going to be all tales, all dirt time. And gather around.
It's not all tales.
It's mostly tales related.
Not, well, I've got other things to say, too.
Really? Okay, but gather around anyway.
All right, but this is, you've got some scary stuff.
I've got some scary stuff. So I've got some short, real-life ghost stories that'll freak you the fuck out. Hell no, is the title.
Okay, lay it on us.
So I'll just throw one in. The Friendliest Client.
The Friendliest Client.
This is called. I'm a mortician. My most disturbing experience was when I was preparing a child for viewing, and I felt someone pull my hair.
Ew.
Now, if you freaked out and you're a mortician, that's like...
It's pretty...
You know?
Yeah.
A couple of minutes later, I heard a giggle.
Yeah.
And a door slammed shut. All of my machines stopped, and it was dead quiet. I would personally like to know what all these machines are.
Well, those are the ones that suck out the fluids.
The embalming.
Yeah.
Well, what else?
Maybe his radio.
Yeah, I was gonna say his Casio.
Yeah. And other, like, maybe, I'm sure air conditioning.
Okay, but he says machine, something. Like, what else has he got in this chamber of horrors?
Well, then maybe he's taking pictures, you know, maybe doing some...
Woo! It was dead quiet. After I was done, and the body was dressed, I felt a tap on my shoulder and a warmth around my middle.
Oh.
Approximately where a child would stand if they were hugging you.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. A mortician.
My sister-in-law had that happen to her.
Is she a mortician?
No.
Okay.
She's not a mortician. She was, when she and my brother were first married, they lived in an apartment in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
Okay.
And that apartment...
Is that how you say it? Now I know.
Not, it's Wyckoff. Well, you don't have to say Wyckoff. I'm excited about it. You could just say Wyckoff.
I thought it was Wyckoff.
No.
Okay, Wyckoff.
Wyckoff. Tara Reid is from there.
Okay. There's always one famous person in each hamlet, town, and village in New Jersey. This one is Tara Reid.
Yeah. Amala, we've got...
Brooke Shields?
No. She's from Englewood.
Okay.
As is Tom Cruise, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything about that.
He sure he does.
He does? He's like, New Jersey represent?
Yeah.
That explains everything about him. He's a little dude from New Jersey.
Yeah.
What's his real name? Baglioni?
Something. Yeah. But anyway, Les Paul's from Mama, Wyckoff. So we're back in Wyckoff. And my sister-in-law and my brother are living in this little apartment. And it had three different ghosts. Something in there.
How big was this place?
It was small. It
must have been packed.
It was, it was a two-bedroom.
With the undead.
But my sister-in-law said she was in the office, one of the bedrooms, which was an office, and she had walked in, and the light was off, and she just wanted to grab something off the desk.
Mm-hmm. And little did she know.
She felt something come up behind her, and, like, as if, and, like, grab her around the waist.
What?
But gently, like a little kid.
Okay.
Somebody. And she was like, get off me! And kind of flung her arms to get this thing off her, and she turned around and she saw a floating head of a little girl behind the door.
I would have gotten a bat and beat the crap out of it. I actually have a small bat at home, too, just for that purpose.
And she...
for cracking little ghost skulls.
Right. And so then she was like, and went into the living room. And then another time, there was this shadow man.
He
also lived there and would appear from time to time, especially when she was alone. And there was a rounded archway between the living room and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. The veil was thin between the living room and the kitchen.
And the shadow man was standing in the doorway. I mean, there was no mistake. It was this dark silhouette of a man standing there that was just...
that's creepy.
Featureless. You know, it was just... and she was vacuuming. She turned around and saw it, turned away from it, and said very loud, "I see you there.
Stop playing.
And I'm going to turn around again, and when I turn around, you better be gone."
I like her style. Just get firm. Be firm.
And then the both of them were in bed one night. Mm-hmm. And
the shadow dancer and the...
my brother and his wife.
Okay.
And they looked up, and there was a swirling black mass, a cloud, above their bed. And my brother said, "Do you see that?" She's like, "I see it." And they just ran and they sat in the living room. They couldn't go to sleep.
That's as far as they went?
Yeah.
They're like, "We'll sit on the couch. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
When we go back, it won't be there." I would have hightailed it out of there.
Yeah. And then her niece, who was, I think, 4 or 5, came over and started running around as if she was playing with another little girl. And running back and forth. And she chased somebody that nobody could see into the pantry, opened up the pantry door. And was the little girl's like, the niece was like, "Where did you go? Where did you go?" And she's looking around. "Where'd you go?"
I'd be like, "Play outside.
Yeah.
Get out of here."
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, I like that one. All right. I'll do one more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Here we go. The Devil's Deed. 2 years ago.
Devil's Deed?
Yeah. This is by Mawio.
Okay.
The Devil's Deed. 2 years ago, I was half asleep when I felt like I was being pulled off my bed by my legs. Suddenly, I shot straight up and started violently choking. Exclamation point. Yeah. It took me a few minutes to catch my breath, and it was so bad, my mom woke up to check on me. Here's the scariest part, and that's all caps. The next morning, my mom said she didn't remember my coughing fit, but she told me she had a dream that the, in all caps, devil was trying to pull me away from her. WTF.
Man.
Dun, dun, dun.
So wait a minute. Woke up and was being pulled by the ankles?
Being pulled. And then the mom had, well, got up to check on her, but doesn't remember it. The mom was at the same time dreaming that Satan, old spiky tail, was trying to pull the child away from her.
That's scary.
I like that one.
That's scary. Old spiky tail.
Yeah. There's so many names for the devil that I used to hear. Because, you know, I grew up in a rural area. You weren't supposed to say Satan, I think, or the devil. So you had to use, like, another name. Because if you... it's like Beetlejuice.
Okay.
You say it a couple times, guess who shows up.
Or, like, the guy from Voldemort. You can't say Voldemort.
In fact, you're not supposed to say his name, because if you say his name, you're invoking his presence. So I think old spiky tail.
But isn't that giving him too much power?
I mean, but what else can you give him?
All right.
Really.
Okay.
All right, what do you have?
I have top 10 Halloween costumes to wear on a date.
Uh-oh. On a date?
Yes.
Okay.
What to wear on a Halloween date and couples costume ideas. Oh, all right.
Those are bad. I feel like the dude usually gets the short end of the stick on these costumes.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the woman has this elaborate costume. It's like, you, a hat.
Let's see. What costume to wear on a date depends on the type of relationship you've established.
And the state you're in.
Yeah. If you're...
you got to be honest about yourself.
Yeah.
With these costumes.
Say, look, what can I pull off?
What can I pull off here?
If it's relatively early in the dating process, you most likely...
sexy cat.
Each other's... yeah. You let each other plan your own costume. Just be like...
oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to tell you what to wear.
Yeah, yeah. That's the fun part. You get to see what the person comes up with.
Yeah. But if you're pretty closely linked by now, you may want to come up with a couple's costume you could wear together.
Okay. If you bone down more than thrice.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I think that's the
rule. Thing.
Three times
a bone.
Three times.
You get your costumes together.
Yes. And then you get a couple's costume. So get cracking, people.
If you want yes. Get that third one in. Ladies, a hand job counts. Okay.
All right. So the first one is called Officer Frisk Me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, if you're feeling frisky, wear this costume on a Halloween date. Just make sure your date is the one doing the frisking.
Are you going out for this date, or is this a stay-at-home situation?
Yes, you go out, and then you're like, you think it's funny, or whatever, and then you go home. And
to be stopped and frisked? Okay.
Yeah.
Some people might not find that so funny, but
yeah, right.
Still. So officer, frisk me. Okay.
It's, the costume isn't too tight or too skimpy, so it won't seem inappropriate for someone in a relationship. And it comes with a badge.
Oh, really? But if you're not in a relationship, just a thong.
Yeah.
And a sign and a badge. Right. Is gentlemen, that's all you need.
Yeah. It comes with a badge, a policeman's hat, a baton, and even handcuffs.
Mm-hmm.
That you could find some creative uses for.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
So then the other part, the other thing you can do is be a sexy police officer.
How is that different from Officer Frisk Me? Okay.
This is the female counterpart to the male police officer.
Oh, so this is these are buddy cops are going around frisking people.
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Another one is a priest costume.
How are you supposed to know that's a costume? See, this is what I'm saying. On the way to the studio today, I saw a couple things that I was like, I don't know if that's a costume or if that's just how they do.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. Is it like one of these suits? If your date doubts your fidelity, put on this priest costume to prove your faith.
Oh, really? Because priests have a wide range of relationships with women. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts. Wait, are you coming as a nun?
Yeah.
Is that the other side? To show you together?
What? It's a funny way to show that if you're not quite funny, celibate, right, at least faithful to your one true love. No.
No, none of that makes any sense at all.
It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's funny because when you say dress like a priest, I automatically think like the Catholic priest or the Presbyterian looking thing. Yeah. I would never think like a Greek Orthodox priest.
Yeah.
That's not a costume.
No, it's not. Nope.
And I just say that because my husband is Greek and he was raised Greek Orthodox and I didn't know much about the religion. Man, they're what they wear is badass.
Mm.
Beards, funky hats, some cool jewelry like that, you know. It makes a Catholic priest look kind of, you know, down on his luck fashion-wise.
Yeah.
Like, it's not simple. That elaborate.
It's like you're too understated.
Yeah. Are you really a priest?
The next costume is Invisible Man costume.
Oh, no. So you just don't show up?
If your girlfriend wishes... Yes. I know, right? Yeah, stay home and drink some beer.
Yeah.
If your girlfriend wishes, you would be just a little less loud. The Invisible Man is a great costume for a Halloween.
You mean a little quieter?
Yeah. A little less loud.
A little less loud, okay.
Stay silent and invisible in this silly costume, including oversized trench coat, hat, and glasses.
How is that the Invisible Man?
I don't know.
Oh, are you wrapping your face in bandages?
Yes.
Otherwise, you just look like kind of a lame noir detective.
Yeah, or you're a flasher.
Yeah. Or a flasher, you're right.
Once you prove you're willing to listen and hang out in the background once in a while, you'll be a hero in her eyes.
Wow. You know what? You can don that costume throughout the entire relationship as far as I'm concerned. That's the way it's going to go.
The next one is...
you can be quiet, strong, silent type.
Yeah, just do what I tell you.
With a weird flasher coat. Is that even the thing? I feel like maybe that's a thing from our childhood. I don't know what a flasher wears today. Probably not a Macintosh, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably not...
Yeah, what do flashers wear nowadays?
A puffer jacket? I don't know.
Maybe
a puffer jacket?
Maybe a puffer jacket.
I have to ask some young people.
Yeah. The next costume is a perfect husband costume.
Okay. Is this like the Invisible Man? Just stay at home?
Yeah. For serious but silly relationships only. Don't offend someone by wearing this on the second date.
Huh?
But if you're already married and serious enough to have a talk, or serious enough to have a talk about it, the perfect husband, a.k.a. a puppet,
what?
Will make... For a funny joke on Halloween.
So, I guess this is... They're saying that if you bust this costume out too early, it's tantamount to taking your girl home to meet your parents?
Yeah.
Is that it's going to spark a conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the costume?
It just...
A puppet?
Yeah.
Oh, so you draw lines on your...
Yeah, your face.
Your mouth.
Like, I'm a perfect husband.
And you stick your hand up to do that? Like, how does this work?
I don't know. And I think it's just a bad idea.
Okay.
The next one is Miss Millie flapper costume.
Okay.
A flapper costume is a fun way to be flirty and sexy without taking it over the top.
And, it is.
And while also paying tribute to a fabulous era in our nation's history.
Oh, yes, of course, because that's exactly what you're doing with costume at Halloween. Tribute.
Yes. Learn a few dance steps to make your costume more authentic.
Do the Charleston.
The next one is a sorceress costume.
Okay.
Slightly sexy, but not too trashy.
Okay. You know what? This is a very difficult line to skirt for people. That sexy to trashy line, the veil is thin, people. The fishnet veil is thin.
Yeah, the veil is made of fishnets on Halloween. That's
so. How do I keep it clean? Classy.
It's a fun way to keep the magic in your relationship.
Already, the magic is seeping out the side.
A silky blue dress with big sleeves and a collar gives you a fantastical appearance.
I'm sorry. Where am I supposed to obtain such a dress? A costume store, right?
A costume store. Sure. Yeah. So
this is a sorcerer from Disney.
Yeah, but if you're already in a relationship, you can have a couple's costume, and they suggest
a wizard,
a silverware set, like a fork and a spoon.
Okay. Wait, am I Velcroing that onto me, or like I'm going as a spoon?
You're going as a spoon.
I don't think my shape is going to work with that. That's what I'm saying. You got to be honest about yourself.
And then a washer and a dryer.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. And then the next one is hot dog and a burger babe.
The burger babe.
One dresses as a burger, the other is a hot dog.
How does that go together? Yeah. How about one person dresses as a hot dog and the other one somehow envelops them as a bun?
Yeah.
And you just
gross, but it's
stick on the person's back the entire night.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else you're going to say. Or maybe like a hot dog and ketchup? No? Too soon?
Too soon.
Okay.
What else do you have here?
So I have some. Everybody is terrified of clowns. Oh. And clowns have become a Halloween thing.
Yes.
So this is historical clowns that have helped make clowns terrifying.
Well, you heard about all the clown sightings that are going on.
Yeah, that clowns are trying to lure kids into the forest. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was a child. You were a child. If you see a clown, is that your first inclination to book it out of there? If you want to lure a child, you need to dress as something a lot less threatening.
Yeah.
Like not a clown.
Yeah.
Like an ice cream guy or something.
Yeah.
I heard that two of the clowns, I don't know, I think this was in Pittsburgh, got robbed. bring that shit around here. Yeah. So this is called the White Fool. And this goes back to Native American lore. So the White Fool, or the Crazy White Man, was the clown character of the Arapaho, isn't just terrifying in hindsight. He was feared by his own people. He was called the White Fool because he covered himself in white clay.
Okay.
So that was his costume. And he was said to have access to special medicinal magic.
All right.
In addition, so he was very powerful. He also, during the festival time, doesn't say what festivals they are, but during festivals, he was supposed to enjoy complete and absolute sexual freedom with whomever and whatever. Bold.
Wow. So it was...
Anything goes.
Anything goes, and you can't say no to him?
And you can't say no to this person.
Ooh.
He was one of the most dreaded figures in the ritual. So I'm guessing here, he probably didn't do everything, but it's like the idea.
Okay.
And so he is supposed to be he's the opposite of a heroic figure, who probably went around and stopped him, called Big Chief. And Big Chief and he, in the mythology of the folklore, they're brothers.
Oh.
So you have White Fool on one side who's, like, representing evil, and then on the other side, Big Chief.
Oh, I like that.
And so Big Chief supposedly was plotting to always get rid of the White Fool, even though they're brothers.
Okay.
So then there's one called Grimaldi, which I had heard about, Grimaldi the Clown. I'll show you the picture.
Yeah.
And the word Grimaldi comes from Grim All Day. It's not an actual, and maybe a name as well. But it's, you know, Grim All Day. And so it's a modern clown, and his Joseph Grimaldi, who is said to have created the idea of the British pantomime, which I find abhorrent.
Yes.
I don't like these pantomimes, but whatever. He was introduced to the theater by his father, a mad performer known as the Senior, or Grim All Day.
Okay.
So the Senior claimed that the devil told him, so his character, had told him that he was going to die on the first Friday of the month. So every first Friday of the month, the character, Senor, the clown, would go around and act strangely and then lock himself in a room full of clocks to stay awake all night to get into the character. And then he would go out as this character. So the thing about Grimaldi is that...
Why don't you just drink a lot of coffee?
It's method clowning.
Oh, okay.
So that's the point of the Grimaldi. So his son really got into this and continued this kind of weird method clowning. Mm-hmm. And apparently some of it can get quite mad and imaginative. So you kind of like work yourself up into this like clown character. I thought it was very interesting. A friend of mine when I went up to visit her in Canada, took a clown workshop. Yeah. And she was like, come with me. I was like, oh, hell no.
No, I'm not.
I don't even like the fact that you're getting into clown makeup when I'm not seeing you. I'm like, don't come back to the apartment with that shit on. Like, you can imagine a knock at the door and you look out, it's your friend in clown makeup. Mm-hmm. No. Do you want to see me come to your house in full clown?
Yeah.
And but, like, I don't say anything about it. Like, I'm just coming over to have a meal with you in Hoboken. You look out the window and I'm, like, in a full clown outfit.
That's no, creepy.
No. That's never going to happen.
You're like, I'm not home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go away.
Here's the interesting thing. The original Harlequin.
Oh, the original Harlequin.
So in the 1570s, a group of Italian performers headed, it says they headed out of Italy to Antwerp and Paris. I don't know what happened. Oh. They just left. They were led by Tristano Martinelli, who created a character with, and this is the original, with a black leather mask. A full bodysuit decorated with patches. So not the nice, you know, diamonds that we think of. And then a hat decorated with a rabbit's tail and a wooden sword. This is frightening already.
That's really scary.
So that's the beginning of the Harlequin. The character that he created became so popular that he started signing his name afterwards with Detto Arlecchino Comico. So it's like the comic, mm-hmm. the comic character. The original Harlequin was a servant and a fool. And then eventually he changed it. He only wore a half mask. With an exaggerated quizzical expression.
Even worse.
I know, that's even worse. And it became associated with, like, darkness. Mm. You know, like, evil and darkness. And then, eventually, they're saying that he was making allusions towards Dante's vision of hell. Mm. So he started out as a full mask, black mask, and then just half the mask. And then he went to full darkness.
Yeah, and then descended into
it.
Dante's Inferno.
So we talked about the Wendigo on here before.
Yes,
the Wendigo is like a Native American mythological creature that's kind of like a werewolf, kind of like a skinwalker. Skinwalker.
Yeah.
And shapeshifter.
Yeah.
A little bit as well. They're saying here in the Native American tribes, they named a clown after the Wendigo. Mm-hmm. And so,
A clown? Yeah. Wendigo? That's
weird. They named the clown after Wendigo. And then they would, different tribes would dress up and with rags and masks with long noses. And then they would head out on a hunt. These clowns, like, dressed like this.
Okay.
And then once their prey was brought back, they would stage an elaborate mock hunt. The clowns would stalk and then, you know, reenact the entire hunt. So that to me, I'm sure that freaked out some little Native American kids.
They must have been looking forward to it, though.
I mean, I guess. But it's like, so the men of your village get dressed up in these horrific Wendigo clown outfits. They go out, they come back with a dead animal. Then they reenact it, dressed like these Wendigos.
That must have been awesome.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then I'll give one more, which you may know about because you're more learned than I am with this kind of stuff.
I love a good ghost story. I do.
So... Okay, so Jean-Gaspard de Barreau was the man behind, he was one of Paris's most celebrated clowns. This is the one you see with the white face.
Okay.
And then the three buttons.
The three big buttons.
Yeah, the big pom-poms.
Buttons. Yeah.
It's creepy, right?
Yeah. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. It's like that sad European clown look. Mm. So apparently the Piero is the figure that I just described mm-hmm. that we recognize. He was really celebrated. Everyone liked him. Poor people liked him. The rich people liked him. He was like the number one clown. He did all different kinds of personalities. Is that his career took a dark turn when he was walking through the streets of Paris. And then a child called out to him in the name of his stage persona.
Okay.
So in all the research that I was doing on this, there's a lot of... when you create a clown character, apparently it's even more intense than if you were creating just a dramatic or comic character. Mm-hmm. You really inhabit that character. And I think it has a lot to do with the mask aspect of it and the makeup.
Mask work is...
very powerful.
It's a very powerful thing. And it's... for a lot of performers who do it, it's very, very different from acting or improv or something.
It can take over.
Yeah, what happens, just briefly, about mask work is that you have a mask and you put it on... and you look in a mirror and you stare at that image and it's a different thing. It's a weird psychological thing that happens. And your character comes from that reflection looking back at you, and it's you, but it's not you.
And you're not sure when you, cause I dropped out of clown right away. I didn't even get the mask on. Mm-hmm. They're like, you gotta look in a mirror. I'm like, I'm out of here. Cause I don't like mirrors. But when you look in the mirror, you don't know what it is that you're going to see.
Yeah.
Some people see positive, not I don't want to say positive or negative, but some people see like a lighthearted, happy character.
Yeah.
Other people see the dark bearer of the soul.
Yeah.
Right?
And, so, or it's something else. It's something that takes over them yeah. in a way that they don't, it's, you're confused. You don't yeah. know if it's actually something else that's taken over your body or
if it's you.
Or a part of you that yeah. you've never ever addressed.
And that you've been trying yeah. not to address.
Right.
So keep that in mind as I read the rest of this.
Okay.
So he was walking through the streets of Paris, and a child who recognized him called out to him, even though he wasn't in the mask mm-hmm. or in the makeup, called out to him and his name, the clown persona's yes. name. The guy turned, raised his cane, and cracked the kid on the skull. The child died instantly.
Oh.
I know. Creepy, huh? He was acquitted of the murder because obviously it was a mistake.
Yeah.
And they could not figure, one of the reasons why he was acquitted was they could not figure out how it would be possible to kill someone like that.
That
it is not an unusual thing to tap, you know, like to tap somebody on the head with the, you know, it was just, it must have just hit it, the
just
child's head
right.
in just the right way with just the amount of force. And maybe there was an existing injury or a weakness of some kind, whatever. So his biography suggested that Devereaux was dealing with the dual personality of having, you know, doing the mask work and having the clown characters versus being himself. And
okay.
so when the child called out to him, he immediately went into
the clown character.
Into the clown character. And so it's actually the clown character that hit the child on the head.
Wow.
It's very interesting.
There was a story of some mask work where people were in a workshop and there was a mask of an old man and a mask of a child. And no matter who the person was that put on the mask of the old man, that person would try to hit everybody and especially go after the person who was the child.
Wow.
Out of all the masks in the room, these two had this dynamic. And this man mask was violent and was trying to hit
So
everybody.
No matter who put it on,
yeah.
the results were the same.
And nobody knew, the people who put the mask on had no idea that this kind of behavior happened before.
Wow, it's fascinating.
Isn't that?
Because it's like they're saying here mm-hmm. when the makeup comes off, sometimes the darkness comes out. But mm-hmm. sometimes it's the other way around. The mask or the makeup is what brings out.
Yeah.
The darkness in people. Although I could see that if you're performing at this really intense level, mm-hmm. that it could be kind of confusing for the psyche mm-hmm. about who you are and what you're doing. If you really get into a
right.
character, which is why I refuse to take a clown class.
Yes.
And I don't like masks.
Yeah, stay away from the mask.
Yeah.
Stay
I'll wear,
from the clown.
I'll wear the masquerade kind.
Yeah.
That like,
the,
you know.
The eyes wide shut.
Yeah. That. But that's like sure. as far as I will go with
yeah.
it. Like I'm not putting on a mask that has like a long nose.
Yeah.
Or something that looks like it could be like in a, you know, Mask of the Red Death and
yeah.
that kind of thing. Because yeah, once you put the mask on, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So that's my weird clowns.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I have one more. I have to do with one more. This is Abraham Lincoln's personal clown, which I did not know about.
Wait a minute. Abraham Lincoln had a personal clown?
That's what they're saying.
He's now, like, taking on this Michael Jackson persona.
Among other things, Dan Rice claimed that he was Abraham Lincoln's personal clown and that his patriotic clown suit inspired Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam is a clown. I don't know if
yeah.
people realize that.
Oh, right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's he also said he invented pink lemonade. He was a clown at the time in U.S. history when the circus was an unfriendly place for families. So it's Ringling Brothers is what kind of brought the family aspect into it.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, the circus was somewhere in between what they would have called a freak show and a curiosity
mm-hmm.
show. Like it was definitely, there was sexy stuff going on.
It was for grown-ups.
It yeah. was for grown-ups.
Yeah.
So he branded himself as the great American humorist, and he delivered scathing commentary on current events, especially the Civil War. And his mythos, he ran for president at one point, even though Northern newspapers said he was a native New Yorker. They declared him a traitor because his circus was in Louisiana. He was an abolitionist, and he went on to lead the Democratic ticket in votes. He withdrew from the race, even though he was winning, to go perform at a little-known circus of the time called Ringling Brothers.
Oh, wow.
And then he just was like, screw politics. But he says that he was...
I'm running away to join the circus.
Yes. Which is what I think our politicians would do if offered the opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, he said he was Abraham Lincoln's personal clown. Can you imagine that? He looks a little bit like him. I
yeah.
wonder if he walked around behind him.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yes. Yeah.
They got the four R's. Rehearse, record, rinse, or repeat.
To all now, West 40th Street. Hashtag Clockline NYC.
I have a Tales from the Campfire.
Okay, so this is actually a Tale from Der Campfire. Tales from Der Campfire is a segment where we find stories on the internet of myth, fake lore, folklore, urban legend, stories of the paranormal, ghost tales, and we retell them here around the digital campfire. So
gather around, listeners.
Yeah, gather. Well, you should be here already, but gather tighter.
Tighter.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This one is called A Relationship with a Succubus.
Oh, you know that's going to be good.
I somewhat feel a bit trepidation in submitting my story. You can call it a confession of sorts, but without any real repentance.
Oh. He's like, I don't care. I did it.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about talking about it. I did it.
I did it.
My story began in 1980-81, right here in New Jersey.
Right here.
A town called Pleasantville.
Do you know this town?
Yes.
Okay.
I was 16 years old when a spirit entity known as a succubus visited me in the night.
It's like a John Cougar Mellencamp song, right?
Pleasantville succubus.
Yeah.
When this entity first came to me, I had told my parents about the visitations. They didn't believe me. They told me it was my imagination.
Yeah. Stop fiddling around.
In the end, I accepted her nightly visit.
He's a healthy young man.
And the dreams that followed. In the dreams, I always dreamt of a woman with dark, shoulder-length hair, and we had sex.
Okay, well.
As the dreams progressed, so did the sex. And
from
then,
what? It's like they had sex.
And they had.
And then they had sex. Right? More sex.
And it moved from the dreams to reality.
Huh?
She was invisible, of course, but I always felt her body on top of me. My relationship with her lasted on and off for 19 years.
I was going to say for about 20 minutes at a time.
Even when I was with some women around 1999.
Some women?
Yeah.
Around the turn of the century?
Yeah, around 1999, it stopped all of a sudden. Then later that year, my parents died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't get what's going on.
Okay,
here,
me either.
Recently,
I'm going to go with you on this. I'm gathered.
Yeah. Recently, I had purchased a book online about summoning spirits. So I purchased it, read it, and used a simple summoning ritual. And she returned.
Oh, I see. I'm like, what's going on here? And so he was like, yo, where you been?
Yeah.
She's probably like, okay, leave me alone.
Well, she's like,
it's been decades.
Yeah. Like, that was the 90s.
Yeah.
We were together in the 90s. After that, this is like.
Yeah, I've moved
the
2000s.
Come on.
Skinny jeans.
Since then, we've had been in a relationship. I won't go into details about
that relationship.
Well, why
not? It's a story.
But I will only tell you that the sex is great.
I was going to say, the sex is banging.
Yeah, I know to some she is a demon. But to me, she's something more.
Oh, so she's seeing other people?
The following expectation about your feedback, I will read the comments and participate in the discussion. So,
wow, bring it on.
Here.
Okay.
Comment. This is a pretty intense stuff I've been reading, and I'm going through this as well. I slept with a Bible beside me last night, but he was still there.
He was still there?
Yeah, I'll tell you my experiences if you want. So this is...
If you want, but...
Oh, this person's been going through the same thing as well.
Oh, okay,
sorry,
okay.
I read it wrong. And then someone else says, so basically what you're saying is some people want to have relationships with others that are based on lies, manipulation, and what the other wants to think they look like. Sounds like some internet dating I've read about. Word to the wise, if your succubus, incubus, asks you to forward money to their bank account so you can...
this sounds like this happened to them.
Don't do it.
Girl, let me tell you, because they will.
Yeah.
You'll be broke.
And someone else says, yeah, you're right. That's how people usually see them. They see them with their third eye in the mind. I always hear about how a succubus, incubus will look like the perfect man or woman.
Why would you imagine... Okay, first, if it's your imagination, why would you imagine something that's imperfect to you? If it's not your imagination and it's an actual succubus, isn't that succubus going to try to look good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to come in, you know, looking like Eric Stoltz, for example, if that's not what you're into.
Right.
And, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, someone else says,
you're going to bring Charlize Theron in, you know?
What if that's not your thing?
I'm saying, like...
What do you think? Or someone says, I know succubus are extremely beautiful, but looks don't mean anything if you're ugly on the inside.
Huh? I'm sorry, I didn't understand they were having a non-physical relationship as well.
Yeah. let me see.
So he re-summoned the succubus.
Someone else says, congratulations, friend. I got my succubus a few months ago.
Girl, I got mine, too.
Glorious things, aren't they? Of course, mine is evil in the sense that she's going to kill me in 3 years.
But however.
Hey, yeah, but hey, why judge a wolf for hunting and killing its prey? What? However, they're not demons as mine. Mine has told me that they've been here, not down in hell. As hell, there is no such place in her eyes. Okay.
So she's loving hell.
Yeah.
It's like a club scene down there that she's into.
You're really lucky to have found one with whom you share a good bond with. Seriously, you're a lucky guy, as they have a tough time fighting their feeding nature.
Oh, no, this is bad. Yeah. This is bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like where this is going. At first, I was like, oh, fun and games. But so eventually, what these people are trying to say is like, dude, it's great. Enjoy it.
But they...
In a couple of years, you're going to find yourself a dried up husk.
Yeah. She's going to drain you of everything. Yeah.
I forgot that's what succubuses do. They don't just get in there and give a good time.
Yeah, someone says, a succubus is a completely different entity from a human.
Yeah.
You're playing with beings and concepts we don't understand.
Okay. And I don't know, that guy who had 3 years to live seemed like he understood it pretty well.
Yeah, it's like giving a toddler a firearm. Evaluate your life. Does she distract you from daily life? Have you noticed a decrease in your work productivity? And are you more detached from friends and loved ones? If so, sever the cord. It's only a matter of time that she's got you running so hot, you're going to get burned. With all due respect.
With all due respect.
Yeah. Someone else is like, sometimes I wonder what it would be like to have an incubus visit me. Sounds exciting.
Yes, this is someone like, someone sitting around like, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about incubuses, by the way. Like, this is a succubus thread.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Scram.
Incubus. Yeah.
With your demon lover wannabe.
Yeah.
Having self.
Okay, it says, okay, a couple of nights ago, I got my first visitation from my new friend. Kind of tripped me out a bit since I'm 38 and spent 14 years of my life in an Army Special Operations.
Huh? Okay.
Kind of accustomed to the strange, and I don't scare easily. Laying there, I started feeling the sheets tighten up around my legs and slowly move up to where my brain spends most of its time.
Oh, I like this guy's style.
I gotta tell you, she really knows how to get things started.
So, like he's like recommending it. Here's a number. Name's April.
Yeah. So I entertain the advances, and I gotta say I don't mind too much. I can feel her when she's actually on me. My issue is that,
and much like Al Smith, she will make all your wet dreams come true.
Yeah. My issue is, and this is what slightly pisses me off.
She finishes early, jets out.
How do I know if she's really a girl succubus and not some sick male incubus? Only try to pretend to be a girl.
Oh, well, sir, you're in the closet. Then that's what I know. I don't know about the rest of it. Either you need to come out as bi-curious, at least at a min. Who cares? Can you imagine, like, I can't imagine being so uptight that I'm, like, centering my own succubus.
Yeah.
Like, situation.
Yeah, someone says, I don't know why so many people are against the succubus. I don't mind if a succubus used me as her toy.
Yeah, whatever. I got nothing else going on.
The experience is pleasurable. I see no problem.
I like this guy. He's like, live and let live. Yeah. Live and let succubus. Like, so bizarre.
So funny.
Why did that guy think that the succubus is dressing? It's a male succubus?
Yeah.
Because there's not enough people out there who want a male succubus.
Yeah.
He's got to come to you.
Because
you're so cute.
Yeah.
Right? With your nice brain. What a loser. Like, really? Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
What do you have?
I have another short little scary story here. It's called The Phone Fright.
Ooh, The Phone Fright.
The Phone Fright.
Okay.
Number 9, The Phone Fright. My mom and I were working one day in the store we own when her cell phone rang. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
The caller ID said, home, with our number below it. She looked at me and me calmly and asked, who's at home? My dad was at work, my sister was at college, my grandmother who used to live with my parents had passed away about 6 months prior, so it's probably not her. But then I remembered, we don't have a phone at home. Because after my grandmother passed, my mom shut off the landline. Because it's 2016, and we all had cell phones. When we called the number back, it had been disconnected.
Ew.
Yeah, I call that one, don't phone home.
Wow, that's scary.
It's creepy. I would hate to get a call from my home phone.
Yeah.
I think I have one, but I'm not 100% sure.
I have one. I never got a call from it.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
All right, what do you have? Let's see. Okay, we've got a couple of celebrities and their opinion.
Okay.
On if you should dress sexy for Halloween or
nothing
not.
More important than a celebrity's opinion.
Yes. So, from Modern Family, the Sarah
That's
Hyland,
still on?
Yeah, she says.
Who's that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
There's a huge difference between sexy and slutty.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really, is there? Because before you continue, I think that slutty is what rich people call poor people who are sexy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. Because there's some, it's just like tacky. Like when you see poor people with a lot of logos, it's tacky. Yeah. But when you see somebody with a Chanel bag that's not tacky and it has two big ass C's on it, in any case.
Alessandra Ambrosio, who's a model, says...
All she said? I thought I was interrupting her quote. That was
it? Yeah, well, it was...
It petered out. Yeah, what I said was like better. It.
Yeah.
Boo.
So, whatever you feel like you should do. I don't mind doing sexy Halloween or scary Halloween. I've done Lara Croft, which was a really cool tight bodysuit.
I've done Lara Croft.
I've done the sexy general, like an army general.
Okay.
And I've even done a sexy Queen of Hearts. I'm a Victoria's Secret's angel.
Ugh. I always hope, and I hate to be this kind of person, but I just hope, I don't know, I like to see those people in 30 years when they're like, when they've had three kids.
Yeah.
And their stomach is hanging over their knees.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
Plays Harry Potter.
Who played Harry Potter like 10 years ago.
It's about sexy costumes. Okay. I think they're a great idea, but I'm blinded by lust, so don't ask me.
I like his style. He's like, I'd like to see just nudity.
Yeah.
For Halloween.
Yeah, why not?
No?
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Michelle Rodriguez says, I just go for the stuff that I'm attracted to or seems or feels couture.
Who is Michelle Rodriguez?
She's an actress.
The fighter?
Yeah, she's an actress. She's been, she's, I don't know.
She's the one that originally was in the girl fight movie?
I don't know.
And then I think maybe she was in...
She was in a couple of movies. She was in one of the Aliens movies.
Yeah, so she's a fighter. Okay.
Yeah.
Couture.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be too wild to wear on ordinary days. And I'd wear that because that's the one time of the year you can. It's the only time of the year when couture is actually fashionable. Unless you're at the Cannes Film Festival and you can play there as well.
Excuse me? I don't think we're talking about the same person. I'm thinking about someone who was like a pretty tough, rugged.
I don't know.
But couture? Fine. I mean, you're a Hollywood celebrity. If you can't wear couture whenever you want, what's going on in the world?
Yeah.
That's what's really scary.
Hoda Kotb from the Today Show says.
I have no idea.
Kathy Lee, the morning show. Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Okay.
I never had fun in one, talking about a sexy costume.
Mm-hmm.
When you dress up with
were you doing it wrong?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You didn't have fun in this sexy costume? What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm having no fun looking like a sex kitten. When you dress up with ears and a cleavage out, you have the worst night.
One really? Time, girl, that's the beginning of a good night in my book.
I know.
Ears and cleavage?
Yeah. All you need.
Yeah. That's it. That's the Hey You Know It costume.
Ears
and cleavage. Boom. There you go. Happy Halloween.
One time I dressed up as a cow with udders, and I've got to tell you, you dance, you don't care, you're having fun, you're enjoying yourself. I think stay away from the sexy.
A cow with udders? Okay.
Yeah, that was a dumb
For a lot of people, still sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, what kind of udders?
Yeah, and so this other model, Salida Ebanks.
I don't know. Don't care. Says, I don't know why she's talking, though. She's a model.
Yeah.
Is there a picture?
No. It depends. If it transforms you, then yeah.
Huh?
If you're not normally sexy, then yeah, it's fun. But
if I'm like me, you're just a regular hideous pleb woman out there, then fine. Try to be sexy.
Yeah. But if you're wearing what you wore yesterday, girl, that ain't it. It's not a costume. So I like to transform. Last year I was supposed to be a killer clown, but I ended up being a fabulous gay bride. I had rainbow thigh high socks, this beautiful tutu, a bustier, and yellow puffs and rainbows everywhere. It was fabulous.
Oh, my God. I hope I don't see you before you see me. That's all I have to say. That's my comment on that one.
What is the sexiest costume ever wore?
The sexiest costume ever for Halloween. I think one year I dressed as a sexy, I thought it was sexy, a musketeer.
Okay.
I had, like, velvet tights. I had the high boots. I had a really, really cool vest. A little bit low cut in the front, and a jaunty hat.
Okay.
I thought that was sexy. I did not wear a mustache, as you know I want to do.
Yes,
so
you do.
I'll put that in the sexy category. I'm not really a sexy Halloween dress-up person, not because I don't like sexy costume, but because I'm always cold.
Mm-hmm.
And usually on Halloween, it's too cold for me to be that sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've had costumes where I've wanted to wear, like, when I was younger, like, shorter stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm like, it's too cold.
Yeah.
So, tight musketeer. What about you?
I don't really do sexy costumes ever.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had one on. But I used to do scary or funny.
Okay. What's your scariest then?
Well, usually some kind of,
like a zombie type of
like,
thing?
Like, yeah, that or a vampire or something. Like a really, but a, like a nasty vampire.
Really? Not do you do like good makeup and all that kind of stuff?
No, yeah, like really I'm looking terrible.
Like, and then, it's been a rough night.
Yes.
Vampiric.
Yeah, I go speaking. For that kind of vampire. But then I was once, Clarence Thomas.
That is frightening.
I did that.
that's terrifying.
Yeah.
My ovaries are trembling at the thought. I can't, what are you going to do this year for Halloween? Do you have a plan?
No.
I haven't figured it out. It's become so difficult in New York to get out and about in the city. Mm-hmm. And because we live really far uptown, I was like, and there's a lot more, because they locked down the city like crazy on Halloween. Mm-hmm. A lot more parties are happening uptown.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll probably find something fun uptown. Some of the best Halloweens I've ever had have been when I've gotten either dressed up with Greg or with friends, and we've just gone to, like, we found a random party.
Yeah.
Because at this point in my life, I do, not, like, an open bar for 4 hours, I don't need that. I can afford to drink right now. Like, yeah. I can afford to drink. And generally, the kind of stuff that I want to drink is not in that open bar happy hour. And I just don't feel like I need to be somewhere where there's 5 hours open bar.
Yeah, I think one Halloween, you and I sat at a bar, at a restaurant. We had food and we drank wine.
Unintentional, though.
What?
It was unintentional because I remember thinking, okay, I'm going to, it was Halloween.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. We met really early.
Yeah.
It was like 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then by the time we were finished getting significantly drunk, it was like 7. We looked up. There were barricades everywhere. And like because you wanted to see the parade. I wanted to get out of town before the parade started. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare. Just because I couldn't. Look, the drinking was fun.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get out of the city.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't find an entrance to a subway. There are people everywhere. They have everything locked down. It's just not fun.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to people would be, if you're doing something and you're planning on doing it in New York City, do it uptown.
Yeah.
Because if you dip below 14th Street.
For that parade.
For the parade. The parade makes it crazy.
But the parade is awesome. You should have seen it at least once in your life.
You should see the parade, but, like, you got to be there early.
Mm-hmm.
I think, did you say somebody shook it at you one year or tried to, like, grab you or something?
Yeah, I like to go by myself to the parade because it's so crowded, you lose your friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a go with friends kind of thing.
No. So I just wanted to see the costumes in the parade, so I bellied my way up to the, to the barricades.
The barricades.
So I was right in the front row, and I was just having a ball watching these people, the kids in their costumes, go by.
It's a really cool parade.
And it's a cool parade.
And it's huge.
No, but there was a guy behind me who was pressing himself into my body.
He was making himself known?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Really, dude? At a parade?
But it was kind of rainy, so there were umbrellas. Like, you'd put up your umbrella, and you'd put down
your
umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I thought that it was his umbrella.
Well, and I'll leave that there. I'll leave that where it is. Okay, let's hear. Let's close out with some freaky, spooky facts.
Yeah. You know, the movie Halloween from 1978.
Oh, is that old?
Yeah, isn't it? Right? So the character, Michael Myers, who was the killer, right?
Is he a real person? No, I mean, like, the character, because I don't remember. I saw Halloween a long time ago. He's not a supernatural being.
No.
He's just a serial killer.
He's a killer.
In a mask.
But there's something weird about him that he kind of...
He's, like, super strong.
Yeah, he's really strong.
He can't be killed.
He's really... But you don't know what... This is the reveal that is coming later on. So,
okay. Spoiler alert.
But he's wearing a mask. And the movie was so low budget. The cheapest mask they could find was a William Shatner Star Trek mask.
Is that what that mask is?
Yep. So, it's a William Shatner mask.
I thought there was something weird about that mask. I never able to figure it out all these years. It's Shatner.
Yeah, and later on, William Shatner found out about it. He didn't know at first, but later on, when he found out, he was honored.
It's a crabby mask.
Yeah.
But it does look somewhat familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Shatner.
Yeah. Another fact, Halloween is the second highest grossing commercial holiday after Christmas.
Well, that I knew. And I think eventually it'll probably eclipse Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm actually very happy that our culture right now has discovered dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we were kids, it wasn't as big of a deal. Now people dress up all the time. I think it's really fun.
Yeah.
I like it. We got nothing else going on.
Yeah. You might as well put on an outfit.
Yeah, might as well put on a crazy outfit.
The owl is a popular Halloween image. In medieval Europe, owls were thought to be witches. And to hear an owl meant someone was about to die.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to hear that, too. If you hear an owl hooting, you know someone's about to die.
Yeah, I never knew why owls were associated with Halloween, and now I know. Let's see. And the jack-o'-lanterns, I think we talked about this, but they're named after a stingy man named Jack. Because he tricked the devil several times. He was forbidden entrance into both heaven and hell.
Oh, that sucks.
So he was condemned to wander earth, waving his lantern to lead people away from their paths.
Huh.
That's mean.
I didn't know that, yeah.
Yeah.
They can just let him stay here and just chill.
Yeah. The trick-or-treating ritual evolved from the ancient Celtic tradition of putting out treats and food to placate spirits who roam the earth. Oh, it says here, Harry Houdini was one of the most famous and mysterious magicians who ever lived. Strangely enough, he died in 1926 on Halloween night.
Yeah.
As a result of appendicitis brought on by 3 stomach punches.
Bizarre.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I loved Harry Houdini. Yeah, he's one of those people that you're like, what? That's how you died?
Yeah.
He wasn't that old.
No. Okay, oh, Scottish girls believe that they could see the image of their future husband if they hung wet sheets in front of the fire on Halloween.
Really? I like that.
And others believe they would see their boyfriend's face if they looked into mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween.
So bizarre.
It's like, come on, stop.
Is it that interesting?
Yeah.
It's like, the guy down the street.
That's kind of,
you don't have a lot of choices.
Yeah, it's either going to be Will or...
Seamus, that's it.
That's it.
What are your choices? Happy Halloween.
During the pre-Halloween celebration, bonfires were lit to ensure the sun would return after a long, hard winter. Often druid priests would throw the bones of cattle into the flames, and hence bonfire became bonfire.
Wow! I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I like that.
Yeah.
Bonfire. 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 A new novel by Jacquetta Sotmari. Bonfire.
Bonfire? Is your album?
No, it's a novel now.
Oh, a novel.
I've gone into writing.
Mm.
The band will figure into it.
Oh, okay. What is your band's name again?
It's not Pond Scum.
No. Oh, Dull Unit.
Dull Unit, yeah.
Yes, the fake band that you
the fake band.
Have is called Dull Unit. So, hey.
We wish everybody has a wonderful and scary Halloween.
Yeah, spooky times.
Yeah.
We wish for all of you.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
You know what happened, though? I was walking down the street in New York City on the way to work, and my phone rang, and it was from a number that was not in my contact.
Okay.
But I picked it up.
You picked it up anyway, because you don't care.
I don't care.
Devil may care.
And a woman was saying, I'm right behind you. And I was like, what? What? And she's like, I'm right behind you. I'm right behind you. And I'm like, I'm looking around, like, who is this and who's right behind me? And there's, of course, people on the street, but nobody is waving.
There's 8 million people behind me because it's Manhattan.
And I was just like, ah.
Hang up. Did you hung up? You didn't follow up.
Ha 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 ha